China's military deploys electronic jamming on Dutch warship in South China Sea. China on Wednesday said it deployed naval and air forces to deter a Dutch frigate in a rare encounter between Beijing and Amsterdam in the hotly contested South China Sea. Chinese forces used necessary measures, including verbal warnings and electronic jamming, to force the Dutch frigate away on May 27th, China's military said in an online statement. The move came after the Dutch frigate, HN Lammes de Ruijter, allegedly trespassed into waters near the Paracel Islands and repeatedly flew its helicopter over the islands that China claims as its territory, according to Beijing's accounts of the episode. Zhai Shichun, a spokesperson for the People's Liberation Army Southern Theater Command, called the Dutch Navy's actions provocative. China firmly opposes the Dutch operation, Zhang said, adding that they'll resolutely defend sovereignty and security. The Dutch Defense Ministry didn't immediately respond to a request for comments. The Dutch naval vessel is on a global mission that its defense ministry said aims to promote free passage and maintain the safety of strategic waterways. As part of the 5.5-month deployment, the warship visited Manila, Philippines, last week and participated in various exercises with Philippine naval forces. The Paracel Islands, where the latest encounter took place, are a small archipelago located roughly equidistant from the coasts of Vietnam and China's southernmost island, Hainan. Both countries claim the Paracel Islands, but the Chinese Communist Party has occupied them since 1974, according to the Central Intelligence Agency's World Factbook. The CCP claims almost the entire South China Sea, a strategic and resource-rich waterway, despite a 2016 arbitration ruling that invalidated its assertion under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. The regime rejects the ruling and has repeatedly pledged to defend its sovereignty. Speaking to reporters in Manila, Roger DeWitt, commander of the HN Lammes de Ruijter, said the Dutch Navy's presence in the Indo-Pacific region demonstrated the Netherlands' commitment to international law, particularly UNCLOS. We're strong supporters of that, and it doesn't matter if that's the North Sea or the South China Sea, he said on May 22nd, according to the official Philippine news agency. That's the reason why we are here as well, to promote freedom of navigation, keep the seas open, keep the trade going. While en route to the Philippines, the Dutch frigate was approached by a Chinese military helicopter, DeWitt said, describing the encounter as really professional on both sides. They asked who we were, and we replied, and that was enough, he said. Chinese Coast Guard and military vessels frequently clash with foreign ships in the South China Sea, mostly with neighboring countries that have overlapping claims, particularly the Philippines. Data compiled by the Center for Strategic and International Studies showed that the Chinese military's activities in the South China Sea reached a record high last year, with 163 operations reported, including live-fire drills. Earlier this week, foreign ministers from Australia, India, Japan, and the United States expressed concerns about the situation in the East and South China Seas. We express our serious concerns regarding dangerous and coercive actions, including interference with offshore resource development, the repeated obstruction of freedom of navigation and overflight, and the dangerous maneuvers by military aircraft and Coast Guard and maritime militia vessels, especially the unsafe use of water cannons and flares and ramming or blocking actions in the South China Sea, the ministers said in a joint statement on May 26th.